Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Doug sent me a great story out of Canada. And, you know, I like the lighthearted stuff. So, culprit of illegal dumping gets his trash returned. This is from New Brunswick, and the CBC News reported it. Gary Moore wrote the story. And someone who illegally dumped his garbage in Fredericton found himself picking his trash back up earlier this week. Chris White, now, is a guy who owns a piece of property. And someone dumped 30 to 40 pieces of garbage across the grass in front of his family's farm on quiet Spring Hill Road. Well, it's normally a quiet road, but some people use it as a dumping ground. White said it was toys, an old barbecue, a new barbecue box. And White said a family friend noticed the trash and shared some pictures of the garbage online. And, you know, people do this. Let's take it out and dump it. And once I can't see it anymore, it's not my problem. So early Monday morning, White went out to clean up the mess. And while he was picking up the trash, he noticed a shipping receipt in one of the boxes, which led him to believe he might be onto something. He said, I was picking up a Nike box, and it was so wet that the lid tore off. And when I grabbed it, inside was a slip with the name and address of where it had come from. So I decided that maybe he should get his garbage back. Maybe he lost his garbage. He misplaced his garbage. White put all the trash into the back of his pickup truck and drove to the address on the shipping receipt. Note to self. Remove receipts and identifying stuff from trash before I dump it. Oh, okay, hang on. Got it. It was 7:30 in the morning, fairly early, and I knocked on his door quite abruptly. White recalled adding that he didn't think twice about going there. According to White, a man answered the door and denied knowing anything about it, but quickly changed his mood when White showed him the shipping receipt and said, dude, I gotcha. He admitted to it, so I kindly asked him if he'd get his garbage out of my truck. White said the person unloaded the garbage from his truck within a few minutes, and he has not heard from him since. White said it's not the first time someone has illegally dumped near his family farm, and it seems to be a recurring issue in the spring. People do the spring cleaning by taking the garbage off their property and putting it on yours. There were some TVs and old microwaves last year that were dumped, and just random garbage. The street is also a popular place for people to watch the sunset, which is apparently what they call that in Canada. And White said it's not uncommon to have a dozen cars parked along the side of the road. But he said those people also often leave trash behind. Obviously, the garbage gets into the fields and into our hay. It's not good for our cows. So White said he doesn't regret taking matters into his own hands and returning the dumped garbage to the culprit. He said he could have gone to the authorities, which might have led to a fine, but chose to teach a lesson instead. I think the embarrassment of having it dropped back off at his house was worth more than $1,000 for sure. Although it's not the first time he's had to clean up someone's trash, he says it's the first time he's able to return it to sender. Elvis Presley. Reminds me of a couple things that come to mind, not the least of which is I know somebody, I knew some people who started a company in my old hometown of Birmingham, Michigan. And they were running part of the company out of a residential house. They were just simply using the house until they expanded, and they eventually moved into a bigger space. And for a little while, the city didn't want them dumping industrial quantities of their trash out with the garbage in a residential neighborhood, and they got told to stop doing that. So one day they got a very large shipment of something that left them with a very, very large shipment of leftover garbage after they unwrapped everything. And somebody said, I'll take care of that, and took it over to a dumpster behind a nearby grocery store. And somebody came out to empty the actual garbage from inside the grocery store. And they came out, they found this big pile of stuff, and it was filled with packing type stuff with the address of where it had been shipped to, three blocks away. And somebody from the store pulled out one of the things, figured out the phone number, and called and said, hey, we just found a whole bunch of trash in our dumpster that we think belongs to you. And they went and got it, and I don't know what they did with it, but they got a little smarter. Now, I can tell you that this is a problem that people have, where they tend to think if it gets out of my line of vision, it's solved. You know, out of sight, out of mind. And I can't tell you the number of places I've been where you look and you just see stuff. And I'll tell you right now, car tires. People throw car tires in the dumbest places. And so I go running every other morning here in southeastern Michigan, and I run down a dirt road for a big chunk of my run. I run past some farm fields and a couple hills, and there are, you know, little ditches along the side of the road, and there is a pile of car tires that appeared late last fall, and they just appeared, and they're there, and they're not going anywhere, and tires don't dissolve in the rain, okay? Tires just kind of, I think, have a shelf life of like a billion years. I mean, I don't know what happens to tires. I mean, short of taking them someplace and grinding them up or burning them, tires don't go away. And so people take them, throw them by the side of the road. Where do you think they're going to go? Where do you think they're going to go? And I've mentioned before, I have a canoe, and I take my canoe places. And I went last summer, took my canoe from Sanford, Michigan, down to Midland on the Tittabawassee River. And the river at the time was very, very shallow, very, very low. And on the river, I saw all kinds of stuff in the river. And I saw 55-gallon oil drums filled with what? I don't know. What they may have been filled with when they were thrown in there. They may have been empty for all we know. But why would you throw an empty drum into the river? Cinder blocks, of course, are a favorite. Saw quite a few car tires, car batteries, pieces of cars like bumpers and hoods and so on. And again, if you've got something like that and you don't know what to do with it, why would the answer, oh, throw it in the river, occur to you? What? Huh? And, you know, there are a lot of places like that. I'm singling that river out because I took that journey partially because I wanted to recreate a trip that Douglas Houghton took back in 1837. And when he saw it, there were no car tires, no hoods, no bumpers, no 55-gallon oil drums, no cinder blocks. Probably all he would have seen would have been naturally occurring things like rocks and water and fish and birds, which I saw those as well. I did see those as well. So I had a very good time, but I felt kind of like the old litter commercials with the guy standing by the side of the road with a tear running down his face. And That image came to mind as I'm puttering along the river, looking down, seeing all the stuff passing underneath the canoe, and going, you know, that stuff didn't get there by accident. It didn't just slip there. Someone made the conscious effort. I'm going to take this over and throw it in the river. And again, why you think a river will make your tires disappear? That's something that you need to think a little harder about before you go and throw the tire into the river. So. Reminded of that, but I got to thank Doug for passing the story along to me from the CBC News. The man who dumped his illegal trash had it returned to him, much like a boomerang. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Today is the last day of your life so far.